from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Mike.
You've got some stats around the US economy. I reckon everywhere you look in America at the moment, she's raining money and jobs, isn't it?
It is, but it's not without consequence. So, yeah, we've been talking about the strength of the US economy, Mike, and over the last couple of days, we've seen some further evidence of that strength. If we look at what's happened in markets, it's pretty much been a direct result of those strong numbers, and it's impacting us down here as well now, actually, Mike. So what have we seen? Well, specifically in the last sort of 2 days, we saw this Institute for Supply Management number. They do a non-manufacturing index. This is a very well-respected, it's usually a much anticipated report, looks at the strength of the sort of corporate supply chain, and that tends to reflect the level of economic activity in the various sectors. Now, the non-manufacturing index consensus expectations were for a slight fall there, but we actually got a very strong gain. And that number now at the highest level it's been since 2008. So no slowdown here at the moment. You've had two consecutive months of good gains. Then on top of that, you had what's called the ADP jobs data. That's sort of the precursor to the non-farm payrolls, which we've got tonight. That was also a boomer number, Mike. Private payrolls rose by 230,000 in September, expectation for 185. So that's indicating the unemployment rate could even be lower than we've previously thought. So that's the data. So what's happened? Well, we've seen a significant move higher in US Treasury yields. Now, Mike, we were talking about this earlier this year, this benchmark 10-year US Treasury rate. Now, it was sort of challenging the 3% level. Well, we've pushed through that level now with real purpose. I mean, look at these numbers, 24th of August, 2.8. Overnight, this thing has hit 3.2%. It is significant. So cue stronger US dollar. Now, that Treasury rate's the highest we've seen it since 2011. Now, Mike, I've talked about this a lot. What do we know about interest rate differentials? When interest rates are going up in one country and not moving in the other, we see moves in the exchange rates. And that's what we've seen this morning. When we get to look at these exchange rates, we've got a new big figure on the Kiwi dollar, Mike, 0.6475 against the US dollar. Now, we've had two brief forays under the 65 cents. We had one in mid-2015, one early 2016. We haven't seen it sustained under that level since 2009. So this is a significant move. We're under 50p against the pound. Haven't seen that for a couple of years as well. So we're seeing this diverging interest rate policy, but those higher interest rates, the share markets don't like them. The share market's quite a bit lower overnight, but they have been quite strong lately. So pluses and minuses.
So that just means my new Ferrari got more expensive.
Are you on the list?
Hold on.
Are you on the list, Mike? Are you on the list?
This is the new Monza, the Ferrari Monza.
Yeah, and there's a lucky, if you could call them lucky, 499 people are going to get their hands on this new Ferrari Monza. And it comes with the inimitable privilege of forking out 1.6 million euros to get it. You heard that right, 1.6 million euros. At cross rate of 0.5630, that's a beautiful little price tag of 2.84 million New Zealand dollars. It's not gold-plated, it is just a car, but it'll set you back 2.4. Do you know if there's one coming to New Zealand, Mike?
It's a very good question. You would be surprised, as much as we laugh. We have one of the highest Ferrari ownerships per head of population in the world, and I know a couple of people who would be lined up for one.
Yeah, a couple of things about this too. Just think about this from Ferrari's point of view, and they're actually looking at doing more of these sort of one-offs. This is quite a quick way of generating $1.4 billion worth of revenue. You only sell 500 cars. Looks pretty cool too. It's kind of retro. Now, I'm reliably told, Mike, 810 horsepower, goes to 100 kilometres in just under 3 seconds, so it's almost as quick as a Tesla. You can only buy one.
Yeah, but the difference between that and a Tesla, mate, is you can actually get a Tesla or a Ferrari, rather.
Hey, they're delivering a few, apparently, hitting their production targets, old Tesla, right now. But
do you know,
we'll see
before
how they
we
go.
Finish this off, there was a show I watched, the La Ferrari, which was their first hybrid they made several years ago, and that was a limited production car as well. They put the first one up for auction in America. Originally, when they came out, you were invited to buy them. They're a bit over $1 million, and everybody laughed at the time. So the first one that went up for auction recently sold for $3.5 million. So it's an investment.
Hey. Buy Ferraris, wear diamonds, Mike.
What are the numbers?
Right. You're not going to enjoy this. The Dow Jones, 26,508, down 319 points, or 1.2%. The S&P 500, 2894, also down 1%. And the NASDAQ, even worse, actually, 7852, down 2%. Remember, they have been strong recently. FTSE 100, 7418, down 92, 1%. Nikkei, 23975, down about 0.5%. Shanghai Composite, 2821, they went up. ASX 200, 6176, up 30. The NZX 50, A2 still weak. 9257, down 37. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6481 against the US, 0.9163 Aussie, 0.5631 Euro, 0.4981 pounds, 73.74 yen. Gold, 119.868. Brent crude closing the week, $84.89.
You have a fantastic weekend, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, he and the team at JMI Wealth. And you get hold of him at jmiwealth.co.nz.